This is Radio Superior 1959, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s. This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Turn around, baby. Let's go.
Hey-ho, you guys, all cats and kittens, it's your old buddy, dead buddy, Tim Michaels here in a bearskin rug, rocking your world on a radio like of Saturday, July 25th, 1959. Danny Anderson has the 6 o'clock news, Cool Cal as new Packers coach Lombardi opening the training camp, and we have a sweet Willie Mays story. Machine Gun Kelly is at the Stardust, where they're showing the Brain Eaters. Watch out, cuz.
I don't think I'd make more than a snack for the Brain Eaters, man.
Talk to you later, Gator.
Maybe alligators are the Brain Eaters. They'll eat anything.
Crazy, baby. Northwest Outlet digs deep for the 6 o'clock news. They've got camp stoves and lanterns for just $10.47. Good food and good light on every fishing, camping, hunting, and vacation trip. Northwest Outlet, 1814 Belknap, Superior. Now, with the news, Denny Anderson.
Nixon laughs off frosty Soviet reception after their kitchen debate. The West won't accept Russ Talk's deadline over Berlin. And the sinking of the Carl Bradley is believed to be structural. We begin our world report from the Soviet capital.
This is Harold E. Brown in Moscow. Vice President Richard Nixon called at the Kremlin and told Deputy Premier Frol Kozlov that he and his wife are, quote, very touched at our warm reception. Nixon was clearly unshaken by his verbal joust Friday with Premier Nikita Khrushchev, when at times their words reached a heated pitch. Quoting Mr. Nixon, not only officially but unofficially, we have been very pleased at our reception by people in all walks of life. Nixon's first call this morning was to see Deputy Premier Anastas Mikoyan to talk trade. He met a somewhat frosty reception, but he laughed it off. The two officials had met before when Mikoyan toured the United States earlier this year and plumbed for more trade between the two countries. Quoting Nixon, "Very glad to see you," said Nixon as he entered Mikoyan's office. Mikoyan walked quickly across the room to shake hands. They posed for a picture and then sat at a Soviet red cloth top table. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Christian Herter declared today the West will never accept a Soviet deadline for a solution to the Berlin question. Herter flew from Geneva for a six-hour visit, highlighting support for communist-threatened West Berlin. He also assured West Berliners that Western negotiators in Geneva will never sign away any of the city's fundamental rights. Stepping from his plane at Tempelhof Airport, Herter declared he would, quote, leave here with an enhanced appreciation of the values of freedom which West Berlin so well symbolizes. In Moscow, this is Harold E. Brown.
This is Ray Tucker on special assignment in Pittsburgh. The number idled by the 11-day-old nationwide steel strike has reached 578,000. About 500,000 of these are United Steelworkers who struck the basic steel industry at midnight on July 14th. The other 78,000 are employees of allied industries that have been forced to curtail operations because of the strike. Hardest hit of this group are the railroaders. Railway Labor Executive Association Chairman G.E. Lightly says that nearly 50,000 railroad employees have been furloughed since the strike began. Representatives of the steel industry and the union will resume negotiations in New York on Monday with federal mediators, but Federal Mediation Service Chief Joseph Finnegan has told newsmen repeatedly he sees no easy or early solution to the strike. Secretary of Labor James Mitchell, who is acting as strike fact finder for President Eisenhower, was absent from his Washington office today. His aides say they don't know where he is. That has touched off speculation. He might be in touch with industry and union representatives personally, as he said he might do. In Pittsburgh, this is Ray Tucker.
U.S. Railroad Retirement Board's Lloyd Loon of Duluth says if the strike continues, he expects that there would be at least 800 railroad men from Superior applying for unemployment benefits. Loon says nearly 100 Superior men applied yesterday. He says many men are taking their vacations so they can get full wages, but that in 2 weeks, nearly all those laid off would apply. Loon points out that seamen who are laid off for the strike are eligible for unemployment. However, the 200 or more Superior seamen who are laid off will collect their compensation through the state where their ships are registered, mostly Ohio. The rough-and-tumble word exchange between Soviet Premier Khrushchev and Vice President Nixon is likely to increase President Eisenhower's reluctance to go to a summit conference, the Daily Express in London said today. The newspaper described the exchange between the two leaders as, quote, a disgraceful performance. The two public men engage in bickering in public. They make offensive remarks to one another. They disclose a lack of restraint, which is completely deplorable, end quote. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:07. Tim Michaels has this from Northwest Outlet.
You know, when you go on vacation, what you want is good food and good light on every hunting, fishing, and camping vacation trip. Well, Northwest Outlet has got some great deals for you. More fun on everything. They've got camp stoves for $10.47. Lanterns at $10.47, coolers for $9.56. Come on in and see the Coleman Outing Pals. That doubles the fun on any picnic, vacation, fishing, or hunting trip. For light, good food, and cold drinks, you'll always go right with Coleman Outing Pals. At Northwest Outlet, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. 1814 Belknap in Superior. Denny?
A structural problem may have sunk the steamer, Carl Bradley. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson reports.
A Coast Guard report said the freighter Carl Bradley, which sank in a gale last November 18th with a loss of 33 lives, must have developed an undetected structural weakness or defect from brittle steel. The report of an investigating board said the ship's master, Roland Bryan, exercised poor judgment in making the decision to proceed across northern Lake Michigan from Canna Island toward Lansing Shoal. Captain Bryan was among those who drowned. Two survived. However, Coast Guard Commandant Vice Admiral A.C. Richmond disapproved this conclusion of the board in reviewing the case. The board stated 23 opinions, one being, quote, that there is no evidence that any licensed or certified personnel of the Carl Bradley committed acts of incompetence, inattention to duty of any law or regulation. The Bradley was based in Rogers City, Michigan, where 23 of the crew victims lived. The tragedy left 23 widows and 58 children without fathers. The Bradley was built in 1927, and as the largest, most powerful freighter on the Great Lakes, she was called the Queen of the Lakes, Denny.
The Robinson Corporation in Duluth is seeking permission from the City Planning Commission to construct a television tower and footing between 3rd Avenue and 4th Avenues West with an easement across 11th and 12th Street. The buildings would house offices, a studio, and television equipment. The station, which will be known as WHYZ and operate on Channel 10, is expected to be on the air by fall. Superior State College is nearing completion of a $3 million building program, which has seen the addition of four new buildings to the campus. It includes a new science building, which joins the McCaskill Demonstration School. Other new buildings include the new $500,000 Angus Rothwell Student Union building, which opened in April, and a $600,000 women's dormitory, occupied for the first time last fall. It was named after the former Crownheart Hall. The new science building will house the physics, chemistry, biology, and geography geology departments. President Jim Dan Hill says SSC is the first Wisconsin State College to have a new science building on its campus. And that's the 6 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
Hey, maybe that Channel 10 is looking for a news anchor.
I like radio. In fact, I'm built for radio from my face down.
Like me, man. You got a face for poker and radio. Hey, the Weather Bureau's Magic Ball for this Saturday night, July 25th, 1959. Partly starry skies tonight, although a sweet 58 degrees. Balmy weather tomorrow with sunshine and thunder boomers with a high of 83 super-duper degrees. All right, hold on just a second. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
You are a sweet prince.
All right, like guys, dolls, cats, and kittens, from the cream of the crop, from the top of the pops, from the stack of the back of the wax, let's get ready to do a little shaking right now. Here's Larry Williams and Dizzy Miss Lizzy on KUWS.
You make me dizzy, Miss Lizzy, the way you rock and roll. Dizzy, dizzy, dizzy.
From Specialty Records, that's Larry Williams banging on the ivories with a fat sound of New Orleans and kicking KUWS. Chow can mean more than the cool cat way of saying so long. At the Hub Bar, chow is the businessman's lunch. And you don't even have to have a business. They have a baked ham and roast beef sandwich, along with homemade soup for just 4 bits. That's right, 50 cents for soup and a sandwich. That's the businessman's lunch at the Hub Bar, 1125 Tower Avenue, Superior. A DJ's lunch is bread and water for a dime. Tomorrow is the Sunday Smorgasbord at the Village Cafe in South Superior. The Village Cafe Smorgasbord is a sweet deal at just a buck a plate, serving from 1 to 7 p.m. The Village Cafe is 6510 Tower Avenue. Hey, Big Gun, what's the scene at the Stardust?
Milk duds cost way too much, man. And there aren't many kittens here either, just a bunch of dudes wearing leather and bad tattoos. I don't think the Brain Eaters is big with the ladies.
You're breathing my air. I don't like it when someone's breathing my air. That'll cost you, man.
I'm getting shaken down by one of the toughs. I hope he doesn't want milk duds. I gotta scoot, or I'll get pounded. Again.
We'll check back with you later again. We'll see how it turns out.
Hey, fella, what do you think the cartoon will be? I like Bugs Bunny myself.
Bugs Bunny bugs me, especially when he dresses up like a girl.
Ah, me too. And he's rotten to Daffy Duck.
Don't worry, cats and kittens. The Big Gun can take care of himself. He's got finesse, plus breath like a goat.
Oh, dang. I spilled my pop all over your chaps.
Do you think we should call the cops to the Stardust? Gun sounds like he's in pretty tight trouble.
Then he'd get pounded and arrested. Up next, it's We the People. So we'll slide up to that with Laverne Baker and I Cried a Tear on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
I cried a tear. Because of you, I cried a tear. Because we're through, I cried a tear. What else could I do but cry and sigh for love of you? All in my heart, you fooled me so. I wasn't smart. I can't believe that we must part. Come back to stay. Let's make a new start.
Some great R&B on Atlantic Records. That's Laverne Baker, and I Cried a Tear on Kickin' KUWS.
As part of our mission to give people a voice on current topics, we bring you We the People with average citizen Emil Austin of Ulu.
Emil Austin of Ulu Town here, and I'm not average. Now, I'm also not a rabble-rouser normally, but it's time to shake a stick at this here steel strike. Now, why should not we the people unite and demand our government stop the steel strike? This strike and all others have proven to us that it is the big business that makes their millions of dollars off the strike. Why didn't our steel companies and union a month or two ago try to agree on a contract? And if they could not agree, then let their differences be settled by a fact-finding or mediation board appointed by our government, which in most cases they have been doing after a strike when the union and company cannot agree. My brother Hugh is a railway worker, and he's home with no job and no paycheck and watching Captain Kangaroo and Saturday afternoon baseball on his TV.
There was a good game today, the Reds and the Phillies.
Nah, they're both stinkers fighting it out for last place. Anyhow, is this a just act of God to let our country and the thousands of working people that are now laid off their jobs, who have nothing to do with the steel company or the union? We, the people, got enough faith in our government to give each of us a good and just deal. If our government doesn't do something, we, the working people, can be sure big business will just go ahead and break up our unions, which have done so much to get better working conditions that we now have. Let's make sure this never happens here in America.
Emil Austin of Ulu, send your opinion to We the People, care of KUWS Radio, Superior State College, Superior, Wisconsin.
Think that Kelly guy is getting brained at that outdoor theater?
Not a bad tough guy like Daffy Duck. All right, Cool Cal has the sports next, but first we're going to have a Mimes Twin. We're going to kick the whole thing off with Dwayne Eddy and Rebel Rouser right here on the Tim Michaels KUWS Dance Party. Of a KUWS Twin Spin. Here's Johnny and the Hurricanes.
Thank you.
On the Warwick Records label, that's Johnny and the Hurricanes and Red River Rock on a KUWS Mimes Twin Spin.
That's Johnny Paris on the sax. I like his style.
The band went to school together and everything. That's why it's one of your old fuddy-duddy buddies' Ten Commandments. Stay in school, baby.
I'm kind of worried about guns.
Ah, what's to worry about, man? All he has to do is stop breathing that tough guy's hair and he'll be okay. Now, Cool Cal Sabatini drops the puck.
Time to face off, fans. This from our intrepid colleague Stan May at the Superior Evening Telegram. Duluth Superior pitchers fired 14 innings of shutout baseball, and the Twi Sox copped a doubleheader from second-place Aberdeen last night at Wade Stadium. Right-hander Jose Lizondro uncorked a nifty two-hit blanking in the first seven innings affair as manager George Noga's boys chalked up a 6-0 win over the Pheasants. From Northern League to National League, Milwaukee is finding it tough to get through a game without serving up a home run ball, and it's hurting the Braves plenty in the pennant race. The Braves' joy at halting a seven-game skid lasted only 24 hours as the Cincinnati Reds bounced back last night for a 6-2 victory on the Grand Slam home run by Willie Jones. With two outs in the eighth inning, Frank Robinson singled to center field, and Jerry Lynch followed with a safety to the same sector. Bobby Avila then couldn't handle Ed Bailey's soft ground ball, and the bases were loaded on the error. Jones then blasted a 2-2 delivery from 6'4" right-hander Joey Jay far over the left field fence. The Braves came to life in one inning, the fourth, for a 2-0 lead. Avila walked and went to third on a double inside first base by Billy Bruton. Hank Aaron was intentionally walked to fill the bases. Joe Adcock then grounded to short, and Bruton was forced to third as the run scored. Rookie Lee May then dribbled a single to center field for the other run. Still in third place by a hair, the Braves are 4.5 games behind front-running San Francisco. Southpaw Juan Pizarro opens a 5-game set with the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at County Stadium. In the junior circuit, the Indians edge within a half game of the rain-idled first-place Chicago White Sox. Minnie Minoso's Grand Slam home run triggered a 7-run sixth that overhauled a 4-0 Yankee lead and beat the champs 8-5. Kansas City's revived A's swept a 3-game set from the Baltimore Orioles with a 9-3 romp and regained sixth place as Washington skidded to seventh with an 11-2 pasting by Detroit in spite of good hitting by the Nats' Bob Allison and Harmon Killebrew. Dick Williams and Roger Maris homered for the A's, who scored the clincher on Wayne Terwilliger's 2-run single in the third. New Green Bay Packers coach Vince Lombardi opened training camp for rookies on St. Norbert's campus in De Pere yesterday. He found a flock of veterans ready to start work. Lombardi said, "I guess they couldn't wait." All five quarterbacks also checked in. They are Babe Parilli, Bart Starr, Joe Francis, Lamar McCann, and Bob Webb. He's going to kick some you-know-what to shape up our pack. This is Cal Sabatini hoping all your face-offs are friendly.
Hey, not so fast there, Chemo Sabby. Where's that sweet Willie Mays story you promised?
Keep your chaps on, Lone Ranger. It's coming. Timing's everything.
We'll go back to the Stardust where the Shock Movies are playing tonight with Machine Gun Kelly right after we Elvis and Selvis and Jailhouse Rock on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Going through a party in the county jail. Square. You can't find a partner, use a wooden chair that rocks.
snakes. I wanna stick around, I wanna get my kicks. Let's rock, everybody, let's rock. Everybody in old Santa Claus, put that into the jail, let's rock. Put into the jail, let's rock. Put into the jail, let's rock.
Number one of the 1957 charts, Elvis Presley and Jailhouse Rock and Kickin' KUWS. You know, Elvis has been in the Army serving in Germany since March of last year. Lots of parents and school principals were glad to see him drafted. But hey, his music never goes away, and never will either. Let me switch this switch and bring in Machine Gun Kelly at the Stardust Drive-In. You get punted by the Tufts there, Big Gun?
That was a close call, because Spider didn't like my breathing all his hair, and then I spilled cherry coke on his nice leather togs, and I thought I was a goner. I didn't think I'd get to see the cartoons, let alone the Brain Eaters, and I'm looking forward to the Brain Eaters.
So what happened?
And what was the cartoon?
A real lame Space Mouse with Hickory, Dickory, and Doc. That made Spider even madder.
So you got pounded?
Nope. I told Leatherlungs here that I worked at KUWS spinning rock and roll. I figured I'd impress him.
Not a good bet.
Turned out he never heard of me. How come no one's ever heard of me? I'm on the radio, for cry eye.
It doesn't sound like you're black and blue.
Nope, I'm fine. I told him you were a friend of mine. Boy, did that frost him. He says he likes Lucky Lulatto better.
Then you dropped Denny's name?
Yeah, but that didn't work either. He hates one man's opinion.
You're too rough on Mayor Hagen, Anderson.
I think I'll be leaving, though.
So then what?
I should have done it in the first place. I said Cool Cal Sabatini is my best bud. And to prove it, I'd have him tell Spider here a nice story if he wouldn't make dust out of my bones.
Cool Cal is Jake. You get that, Clyde?
Say something, Cal. Please say something. I mean, he's got me by the collar and his breath is already killing me.
Cal Sabatini had your service.
The name's Peter. The gang calls me Spider. This really cool, Cal?
And I've got that sweet story just for you, Spider. Giants center fielder Willie Mays gets an assist that will never show up in the National League stats, Spider. It's as big as a home run to 11-year-old Babe McLemore. When Babe's condition grew worse from an appendix rupture, in a sandlot game he whispered a wish to see Willie.
Poor Babe. Just playing ball and his guts blow up.
I hate that.
His parents' telephone call to Steel Stadium reached Willie yesterday after San Francisco donned the St. Louis Cardinals. Willie grabbed the baseball, had his Giant teammates autograph it, and was given a police radio car ride to Kaiser Foundation Hospital. The children's ward broke into cheers. Babe fingered the ball and said he was getting much better. But his roommate, 9-year-old Miles Bennett, said he didn't feel so good.
So, what could he do for little Miles?
Well, Spider, the Say Hey kid told the Bennett kid he'd fix that today with another autographed baseball.
I think I'm going to cry, man.
I'm not going to pound you. In fact, you get the popcorn and milk duds and you can hang with the gang to watch the Brain Eaters.
Wow! Watching a shot flick with violent gang members. Cool.
We might let you take the blood initiation and be one of us.
Swell. No, not swell. I hate blood initiation.
And now, on with the show.
So, Gunn is going to be a gang member.
With a guy named Spider.
My, what a super Murgatroyd ending. Time to cut out Cats and Kittens. We'll be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and Spider uses ketchup in blood initiations.
Spider sounds nice enough to me.
For Denny Anderson, this is Tim Michaels, rocking your world.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1959, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Performances for tonight's show are by Duke Scorrett, John Munson, Kent Vogel, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1959 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram and Duluth Herald. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.
The new science building will house the physics, chemistry, biology, and geography, geology departments. President Jam Dill.
Or Jill Dam.
Or Jill Dam.